Welcome. This is Diarrhea Disco. Wait, I need to clear the cue. You keep the people entertained.
Welcome to Diarrhea Disco. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM. so what's today's theme?
Is new discoveries.
It's kind of lame, but it's like not lame, we promise.
It's like a basic music, way, you know. We just found and are listening to. What's recent?
Just
what
being relative.
What is fly?
what is fly recently?
What's fly in the sky?
Like, what's flying?
Yeah.
What was flying? What was just flying?
Have You Felt Lately by Caitlin Aurelia Smith. Yeah, that one's a new discovery as of last night, two nights ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 3 a.m. text.
It was a 3 a.m. text. Yeah, I listened to it and I was like, whoa, what is going on in my ears? Well, and I was like, I can't tell if this is good or not.
Well, and I didn't know if you were, you didn't know if you were high or if you were just, well, yeah.
I was like, this is kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
So I was like, I sent her the song and then I kept listening to the album and it kept getting crazier. And I was like, I couldn't tell if this
you
was good
to the
or
whole
not.
Album?
I got through the first half.
But you couldn't get through the rest of it.
I mean, it was late. I was going to bed. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought you were like actually.
No. I just stepped in the shower and was like, okay, well, no more. Like,
okay. So.
So yeah, I think what's your verdict? I have my final verdict.
Well, I know you have your final verdict, and I know what the verdict is.
Mm.
I think for me, it's okay. It could grow on me. There's potential there.
Yeah.
But am I going to revisit it? Probably not.
It's like weird. I don't know. I feel like it's a grower, not a shower.
A grower, not a shower.
You know, I feel like it was like, I feel like it's NFR to
Wait,
me.
Wait, this is
you
such
know?
A good way to like classify music. Because I have so many songs where like I listen to it first. And I'm like, wow, this is so good. But in the end, they're just showers. And then after a week, I get bored of them.
Yeah.
This one.
You need a grower. I feel like this one's a grower.
This could be my grower.
Yeah. You okay. need a grower in your life.
I need to go. And so do you, and you got it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
some new discoveries. Song. Angela, what's your pick?
17 by Ladytron.
Okay.
Should I talk about it later? I'll talk about it later.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, let's hear it.
See you.
Okay, so...
some new discoveries.
Some new discoveries. Apparently, one of them was very big on TikTok.
Yeah, someone's a big TikToker.
But I didn't know this, and I got this from my screen printing teacher, Jen.
Shout out.
Shout out, Jen.
Shout out, Jen.
Yeah, it was a good song. She played it like 3 times. That's why like I actually know it. Mm. Like if she played it once, I'd be like, okay. She loves the song. Like, I guess she's a big TikToker.
She's a big TikToker.
What about yours?
Yeah, mine.
Wait, mine was called 17 by Ladytron.
Mine was Parable Liquors by Palm. Also a new discovery as of yesterday or today.
You're very precise with the date.
Today, I like actually like listened to it today, and I was like, whoa, this is good.
Whoa, big stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, interesting. I liked it. Does it sound good?
I thought it was also a little bit experimental.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I feel like it's like less computer music, but like the same principles that I am drawn to in computer music.
Always. Leaning into that these past few weeks.
Like organized chaos.
That's your life.
That's just me.
That's just me. I don't know about you.
It's me.
Yeah. I feel like you've been listening to your, like, secret playlist a lot.
I have.
That's
when I don't know what to put on.
And context, like, okay. The secret playlist.
I feel like we've talked about it before.
Well, for our new listeners, the secret playlist is this thing that Spotify generates. Different one every 2 hours, every day. It's, like, what you listen to at that time. But, yeah.
So, I've been listening. It's been pretty good.
You've been
listening. I like how curated it is.
I hate it. It's like it always gives me the same songs. I'm like, I guess I'm just that consistent.
Some of the they do sometimes miss, but when they hit, really hits.
Really? I'm not discovering lately. I don't know why I agreed to do this theme. Like I'm just listening.
You have an open mind.
I have, but then I discovered so much. I have too many songs that I have that I can't listen to them all, so I need to take a break.
You need to just whittle down your new, what's it, new?
My temporary new playlist.
Oh, okay.
How many songs is that? It has 1,035 songs, and I need to get through them, so...
Wow.
And these are all songs I've liked, so I need to get to them, you know?
Yeah, okay. There's just so many waiting for you to discover.
I know, so I can't be
They're lining up, there's a queue.
No, I already discovered them, it's like the ones I've liked that I've discovered. Anyways, we don't need to get into the weeds of it. Next song is Sumaya, Sumanod by The Boyfriends, and guess who showed this to me?
Jen.
Katrina.
Oh my god.
Context, me and Katrina, our other housemate, have very different music tastes. How would you describe her music taste?
I don't know what she listens to. Like
Chinese, like C-pop,
like Culture Club. Like that's
she's
the genre.
Just that's all she is to you. That's Culture Club. Yeah. Well, we have very different genres, but she showed me this song. It's by The Boyfriends, who are like a Filipino.
Wow, because they're all the same.
2001, it says. It's from 2001.
We're all a monolith.
Yeah, because Asia is just a monolith.
Yeah.
JK, JK.
We're kidding, guys.
We're Asian guys. just for context. Anyways, that's the next song. What about you?
And then my pick is Shotgun by Soccer Mommy, but it's the Magdalena Bay remix.
Of course. I'm excited to hear this one. I've never heard it.
Yeah, also a very recent discovery. From the secret playlist.
Are you gonna be precise?
Same past day or two.
Wow, lots of things happening.
And just having a little moment of discovery right now. But I was like, Soccer Mommy. That's
kind
of funny.
In your discovery era. I wouldn't expect you to listen to Soccer Mommy.
Right. I feel like Soccer Mommy was like my surface level indie.
Yeah.
But like, not. I didn't even listen to her then. I feel like I like.
But it
would
have happened then if it were to happen.
I remember seeing the name.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Listening to it and being like, I don't like it.
Same.
And I was like, okay, not for me.
But here we are.
Here we are.
I guess we'll see what that entails. Enjoy.
Sayawan, awiting bago, ay nagkihintay.
Okay. So that was, what was it? Hardly Ever Smile Without You by Poison Girlfriend. That was my pick. And before that was Shotgun
by
Magdalena, you know, Magdalena Baby.
We know. Mix, we've said.
Okay. And then the Sumiya Suminad. Okay. So
what do you have to say? What do you have to say about your pick?
My pick was that I found this. Actually, my I'm going to expose myself. This isn't a new pick. It was just for my temporary new playlist. Mm. And I liked it. And I was like, this should go on the thing.
So you're fake.
So
you're
I'm fake is what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all my listeners who really believed in us and Diarrhea Disco and our mission. But anyways, let's turn our attention back from me to a very, very, very important public service announcement.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by just adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start off saving money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org.
Wow, sounds amazing. Sounds delish.
Sounds so delish.
Coming from PETA.
From PETA.
Yeah, who knew they had vegetarian starter kits?
I didn't.
But then again, these PSAs are probably from like 20 years ago. So I wouldn't count on it.
Maybe, yeah, the graphic looks
the graphic
pretty
was giving
early
90s.
2010. It's giving like early 2000s diet culture.
Yeah, it is. But nonetheless, remember when people were like, you seem like you would be a vegetarian?
I get that all the time.
How do you address that? How do you address the concerns from the public?
I feel like it's not concerns. Like, I feel like I'm not offended by giving out vegetarian, vegan energy.
I think you were pretty offended when people said
that to you. Because I'm just like, why?
Like,
I don't get it. But like, okay, whatever.
You'll accept it now. You're in the acceptance state.
Yeah, but like multiple sources.
Yeah.
Like this has been recurring over the past couple years.
And the people want to know why. Or I guess the people have to
Why I'm not vegetarian vegan.
Or they want to know why. Or I want to know why the people think you're vegetarian.
Right?
Even though I see it too. It's just something about you.
Like, would I be an annoying vegetarian vegan?
I feel like you'd be like very like, I packed my vegetarian lunch today
and it's in
my Tupperware. And then when I open it, it smells weird because it's vegetarian.
Hey,
it's like all beans.
Vegetarian food isn't bad.
Okay. Sorry for the discrimination. You know, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for the attitude.
Jeez. Should we go back to listening?
Yeah, let's go back to listening.
So up next, we have one of my picks, Atonement by Winter and Hatchie.
And then after that, we have another Hatchie song,
which is Angela's pick.
Called Sure, but it's a classic one. I think yours is a little more niche, if you will.
Oh, okay. I don't really know Hatchie, but because it's a new discovery for me.
No, Hatchie's opening for Alex G.
Oh, okay.
So
well, so I should
we
listen.
We should read up on it.
Yeah.
And you're gonna listen up on it too. So
all
enjoy.
Right. Well, let's hear.
Waits But is it ever really over? And if it's never really over, say you wanna do it over. But is it ever really over? I've been trying, but I can't get it.
So that was
our Hatchy.
That was a Hatchy moment that we just had.
Yeah, a little Hatchy was it?
Sorry.
Diptych.
Hatchy diptych. It really, I feel like this always happens for us. We have like two songs of the same like artist,
but very
or, like,
different.
Nature, but they're very different natures. Energies. Really reflected our,
you
we're
know, same
respective.
But different.
Okay. Our respective tastes. Anyways. How'd you find Atonement?
Same place.
Same place. You're so consistent with it.
Yeah.
Even boring, if I may.
Okay, drag me.
Nah. I don't know why I found mine, so I can't answer that.
Okay. Anyways.
What's the next song you've got?
I have Moving by Sylvie and Usso.
Okay.
Same place. Been having a moment.
Wow, I couldn't have known.
Discovery
how,
era.
How would
Discovery
I know?
Discovery moment. I don't know. New growth. True. New roots.
Turning the page. What's another cliched analogy?
What else is there?
I don't know.
Let's hear it. Draper, Audrey, let's hear it. Any more? We're shouting
out.
We didn't
want to shout out Audrey and Draper.
Audrey and Draper, thank you so much for listening, guys. Sydney would also get a shout out, but she's not listening.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah, anyways.
It's so weird people listen to this. Like, I always forget. Anyways, the next song I have after your song, Moving, is Butterfly by Luna.
Do you stand Luna?
I guess now I do.
You stand Luna? Who's your bias?
I don't know who
you
the
don't
people
have a
are in
Who's
it.
Your bias wrecker?
Okay, context, critical context. is we were like, what if I had a K-pop phase? Because I think you played me a Luna song. I was like, this is good.
But I literally have never played you a Luna song.
Yes, you did.
I literally never played you a Luna song. That's how I got into
this.
Ever.
This one song. Yeah, you did.
Maybe it was Blackpink.
No. It was
Luna. No, it's literally Luna.
And then you were playing Blackpink,
right? No, the reason I was talking about Luna was because Juanita said kept on going that, like, yeah! Oh, I have to miss this staff meeting because I'm going to see Muna.
I know.
M-U-N-A.
And you thought it was Luna.
And I heard Luna, and I was like K-pop?
And then you played Luna for me. That's the way it happened.
I kept pushing the narrative. Juanita is a K-pop stan, is a Luna stan.
And you went so far as to play Luna.
Yeah. And then you really, it really caught on.
And I was like, I like this song. But then, like, a week later... Well, and then the joke was that I was a Luna stan. But then a week later, I listened to all of their, like, top 10 songs, and I didn't really like them. Except for this one song. And it's because this song is a ballad, and I love my ballads.
Wow.
So.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Enjoy Moving and Butterfly.
I'm better.
Okay. Zero hope you enjoyed.
K-pop moment?
A little K-pop moment. Although, albeit rare, it was necessary.
Yeah, it was a new discovery.
It was a new discovery for me. I'm pushing my limits musically and otherwise. Maybe not otherwise.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Oh, Moving. Sylvan Esso.
It's fun.
What's the next one we've got?
We have Beef Jerky by Chibomato. Funny about Chibomato, I was like, I'm in a poetry class, and one of the poems we read by Shelley Wong mentioned Chibomato, and I was like, what's that? And I was like, oh, I guess it's a band. And then later,
who said it?
It was in a poem that I read.
In a poem?
Yeah, by Shelley Wong, who was just shortlisted for some national prize for her first book. So, yeah.
You found Chibomato?
No, so Chibomato, and so I was like, okay, I looked it up, and I was like, oh, it's a band, okay. And then I was like, I didn't really listen to them. And then later on my secret playlist, Chibomato came
up. What's the theme of the day? Can you tell?
Right? Secret playlist is the theme.
Yeah, for you at least.
And it came up and I was like, well, this is good. And then I looked and it was Chibomato. And I was like, oh, that's so funny. Like, okay. So yeah, been enjoying it.
Yeah, I don't remember where I found Chibomato. It was definitely not a riveting story. My song is Out by 16, Dead on the Scene by the one and only Machine Girl.
Who you could see live, but you're
Who is coming in December, on December 13th, but unfortunately, a bitch has burlesque, and so I can't be there, unfortunately. but I hope you all have fun. And
you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That's Freeform Radio.
Okay, enjoy these two songs.
dead.
Out by 16, we're dead in the scene, put together forever. Put together forever. Put together forever. Put together forever.